Good morning, sir. Let me see, who is here for you? What's your last name, sir?
Rivera. R-I-V-E-R-A.
Okay, thank you, sir. Who's going to do Mr. Rivera?
I apologize, I didn't hear you.
We're just trying to find your paperwork.
Okay.
We've been working so hard this morning until he's just going to be worked out. So the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis will conduct your hearing at this time, sir.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can.
Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Edward E-D-W-A-R-D Rivera, R-I-V-E-R-A, ADC number 192436.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you as well.
You appeared before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on April 9, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Rivera?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Hearing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
I will be representing myself today.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. You cannot see us as this is a telephonic hearing, but in the hearing room, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the hearing lead. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Turner, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Rivera and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Rivera, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. You are reminded that there is a separate vote that passes from phase one to phase two. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. Keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. I will now begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal records of the company as follows. Violation of condition 12A is demonstrated by your failure to complete the Maricopa Reentry Center program on or about March 14, 2018, as written, directed, March 12, 2018. Mr. Rivera, is this true or false?
It's true.
Thank you, sir. For phase one, based on Mr. Rivera's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Rivera, we're going to continue the hearing. This is the second phase of the hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Turner, if you will.
Mr. Rivera was released from ADC custody on 1-6-2017 and arrested on 3-15-2018 by ADC staff. He has no new charges. Date back to custody is 3-15-2018 with a release date of 10-6-2018, zero abscond days. Current conviction, 2009, narcotic drug violation, 10 years and 6 months. Also 2009, drug paraphernalia violation, 3 years and 9 months. Prior convictions, 2005, theft of means of transportation, 3 years, 6 months. This is his second term in ADC. He has a CUIR score of 3.3. Mental health score is a 2. Substance abuse is a 2. STG information, he self-admitted to being a member of the Latin Kings criminal street gang. Prior terms of supervision, 2007. He was TIS released, absconded, arrested by Mesa PD, and reached his end date in custody. Disciplinary is significant with threatening and disorderly conduct noted. Other arrest, 1993, aggravated assault in Illinois, felony conviction of probation. 1996, narcotic drug manufacturing, Illinois, felony conviction, probation. Also in 1996, aggravated assault, Illinois, felony conviction, probation. He has a GB score of G6V7.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Rivera. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you're released from the Department of Corrections to reside at Changes, 1344 North Mesa Drive, Mesa, Arizona. In January 2017, you were discharged from Changes due to failure to comply with the halfway house rules. On January 26, 2017, you reestablished residence with your brother Samuel Matos at 1054 East Leaf Road, Santan Valley. On October 5th of 2017, resided with friend Clifford Lee, 2245 North 36th Street, Unit 204, Phoenix, Arizona. On November 2nd, 2017, you were asked to leave the residence due to being in Section 8 housing. On November 2nd, you established residence at Good Life Recover Sober Living in Mesa. March of 2018, you were discharged from Good Life for breaking a door in a fit of rage and having drug paraphernalia in your room. On March 12, 2018, you were referred to MRC in Phoenix. You refused to program at MRC and were discharged. So I think that leads to the reason why you were violated by your parole officer. Your employment notes, you were provided an employer of Quick and Clean in Scottsdale. Is that where you worked the entire time that you were in community supervision, Mr. Rivera?
No, I worked at Francis and Sons Car Wash first, then Quick and Clean, but me and a good friend of mine, Chauncey Watkins, we started our own mobile detailing car service where we go around the valley and details people's cars.
Very good. Sounds enterprising. Were you able to make money doing that, sir?
Yes, we were. We were actually working on getting our LLC, the Limited Liability Company license, so we can move forward in expanding the business.
Okay, I'm going to review your programming notes. It looks like that you had a positive for marijuana, and you had a positive but had a medical marijuana card at that point. A couple of your analysis where there was no sample collected in September and December. In March, you had a positive for THC, but again had a medical marijuana card. You were referred to CHC for substance abuse counseling on January 26, 2017. I guess back in August, received email from CHC Services, Jeff Smith, which stated that you had completed 28 MRTCAP classes and had been successfully discharged. So it looks like you did receive some substance abuse treatment. Is that correct, Mr. Rivera?
Yes, sir.
We have some sanctions notes that you were staffed by SPO Poiser due to your discharge from Good Life Recovery for breaking a door in a fit of rage and having drug paraphernalia in your room. You referred to MRC for ITH for a 7-day sanction and you failed to complete that sanction. Now, I'm going to ask you a very direct question. What was the relationship between a fit of rage and drug paraphernalia?
The drug paraphernalia is a pack of rolling papers, and the fit of rage, I was upset with the neighbor in the halfway house, and we had got into a little argument, and we were going at it, and he tried to hit me with a stick, and he hit my door, and the door was damaged on the outside of my room. That's where the fit of rage came in. I shouldn't have basically, you know, stooped to his level or whatever, because he was playing music at 7:30 in the morning, and when I decided to do it, he got upset with me, and he was trying to basically, like, put me in my place, and I, on the other hand, shouldn't have, you know, went into the same level he was on. I should have just ignored it, locked my door, but I decided to play right into his, I guess, hands, what he wanted, and I got upset, and I've been dealing with my anger management in here, and as well as if granted the opportunity to be released on parole again, I have placement at Viva Recovery Housing, where I am going to go take anger management classes and counseling so I can learn how to deal with my anger.
Your initiative in dealing with personal issues. I'm not quite sure why you refused programming at MRC and was discharged.
Because I feel as if I don't have a drug problem. I mean, I had a medical marijuana card and I was doing it in consideration. I smoke after work when I get home and I don't go nowhere else. But I wasn't, you know, doing anything. I was doing it in moderation, basically. Like, I wasn't putting it in front of people, you know. I did it in the confines of, you know, my house, of the halfway house and stuff like that. I wasn't just, like, you know, like the old me, I would have just been smoking marijuana everywhere like a dummy. But, you know, as I got the medical marijuana card, I know that I have to do it in moderation. I can't just be showing it to the world.
Well, with respect to medical marijuana, it's my understanding that it leans towards, you know, more of a depressant or having a calming effect, which is why I was wondering about the relationship between drug paraphernalia and a fit of rage. But I lost... Pardon me, sir. I'm just getting so tongue-twisted today. But I will ask you, was part of MRC, was there any anger management associated with the program? Because that sounds like something you could use.
No, they told me that it was a drug rehab, and I was being... when I went to the sanctions, which is what it's called, Adobe Mountain, there were, like, drug addicts around me who were heroin addicts, meth addicts, and I was wondering why I was placed in that facility, because I didn't feel as if I had a drug problem. But now I realized, sitting here for these 60 days, I realized that I don't, because I have bigger plans in life than, you know, marijuana, so I'm not going to renew my card because I don't want to do that no more. I have, you know, I'm starting my own mobile detail business with a good friend of mine, you know, and I feel that marijuana is a substance abuse, and I didn't see it at that time because I wasn't paying attention to the signs. But sitting here for these 60 days, well, like I said, if granted the opportunity to be released on parole again, I'm going to Viva Recovery Housing, and they offer anger management classes as well as other classes, substance abuse classes, NA classes. So I'm going to do everything in my power to not have these same mistakes happen again, as to be, because I was doing very well for myself out there. I work, I got my driver's license, I had my own car, which I was paying on monthly. I enrolled myself in Mesa Community College, which I finished my first semester in December 15th, started August 21st of 2017, and finished December 15th. I am re-enrolled again for my second semester, which started January 16th of this year, and was to be finished by May 17th of this month. And unfortunately, this took place, and I was, like, my big issue is my anger, and I wasn't seeing it as that. I was seeing that if somebody started a problem with me, I was just finishing the problem. But being here for these 2 months, I actually got to reflect and realize that I don't have to take it to another level. Whereas the same thing, when I just finished the sentence that I just did, the 10 years or the 9.5 years, I told myself in the beginning of that sentence, if I leave the same way I came in, I would do nothing but come back to prison with more time. And so what I did was I sat down, I created my own clothing design company, which I drew over 500 designs of clothing, which is called Animal Inc. I started my own charity foundation, which I'm actually working on getting my 501c3 license before I was incarcerated on this. It's called the Truth Foundation, which is the reason you try harder is the truth. I was always told by a good friend of mine that if there's 100 people in a room, you and 99 other people, and 99 people have the same thing to say about you, it's basically the truth. And I just wasn't taking, you know, people's advice. But as I sit here and reflect, I realize that I have a problem with my anger. And I didn't think that marijuana was a substance, but it's not a substance of like meth or heroin, but it is a substance, and I have to get control of that as well. So that's why I'm going to enroll in the anger management and substance abuse classes if granted the opportunity to be released on parole at Viva Recovery Housing.
Well, thank you for your insight, Mr. Rivera. I'll ask you a quick question, and it's just to put things in context, because we recognize that these labels aren't always accurate, but did you have an affiliation with the Latin Kings?
That was when I was younger in Chicago. I've been in Arizona since 2000 because my parents, they told me they wanted to get me away from that, so I left Chicago and never been in contact ever again with any Latin Kings.
I appreciate that. I'm going to ask my fellow board members, do you have any questions for you? Yes, Mr. Turner.
Can I read a few notes from OMS?
Yes, sir.
On 3/13/18, Mr. Rivera was screened for the ITH program. In screening, they sit down with a licensed counselor, and they go through, and they're either accepted into the program or they're not. MRC is a substance abuse program, but they are much more wider than that. They do have all-around programming. On 3/14, it states, tonight Rivera became very agitated and confrontational after staff asked him to attend a mandatory program here at MRC. He was escorted to the transitory housing by staff, where he continued the behavior along with placing his mattress against the wall and punching it. Once he calmed down, they were able to have a discussion with him, and he was apologetic and remorseful. On 3/20/18, Mr. P.O. Marnez received a phone call from the offender's mother, who was inquiring about his whereabouts. She also stated that she was concerned with her son due to him having major anger outbursts with her brother, and a majority of the family.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Questions from fellow board members? Okay, I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Rivera, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We really ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already said to us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else you wish to share with the board?
Yes, there is. I acknowledge and take full responsibility for my actions, and I do realize that I have an anger problem, and I do want to work on it so that way I can find other ways around when situations do happen. I can go about it another way instead of just triggering with my anger. And I'm currently right now, while I was in school at Mesa Community College, I was also working on an invention, and I was looking on the United States Patent Trademark Office website, which led me to the Resource Center in downtown Phoenix on 19th Avenue and Jefferson. I apologize.
No, go ahead, sir.
Which led me to the Downtown Resource Center on 19th Avenue and Jefferson, which is the archives building, and I spoke to a patent agent named Peter Grant, who also, basically helped me do research with my invention, and I got connected with the University of Arizona James E. Rogers Law Clinic, where I'm working with two intellectual property law students, one named Shane Rusing and the other named Ethan Crosby, who are currently helping me do patent research on my invention through the United States Patent Trademark Office website. Well, they told me if there is a possibility of my invention being patentable, that they would set up a meeting with me so that way we can go ahead and connect me with a patent attorney who will help me do my patent application. If there wasn't nothing that they could do with my invention, they would let me know that there would be nothing they can help me with. Well, I had my mother, I asked my mother to call down to the James E. Rogers Law Clinic, and she spoke to Shane Rusing, and he would let her know that if I was, as soon as I get released, that they want to set up a meeting with me. They couldn't really tell her too much about it, but they want to set up a meeting with me, which leads me to believe that they want to help me get my invention patented. Now, I do apologize to my family because I didn't see the signs, but sitting here for these last 60 days really helped me get my mind together and have a moment of reflection. And I do want to apologize to the board for having to hear all the negative things about me, which is my past. And I've done more in this year of freedom to better my future than I've ever did in my life.
Thank you, Mr. Rivera. One quick follow-up question. You mentioned Mesa Community College more than once. What did you say you were studying there?
I'm trying to get my associate's degree. So I'm doing GBS 151. I'm doing Math 080 and English 102 because I've already completed my first semester. And once I get my associate's degree there, then I can transfer to a university so I can also get my bachelor's degree because you can only go as far as the associate's in.
Well, I meant, what was your field of study?
Oh, general business.
Okay, thank you. I'll leave it at that. Okay, Mr. Rivera, the board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you directly, especially because you're on the telephone, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I may be looking at this differently as one individual voting board member. I think an instance that I would be much more concerned about would be if he had absconded. It looks like that he was violated for not completing the MRC, and it goes without saying that he's struggling with some anger management issues. But based on the amount of time that he has left, there is a part of me that would rather see him get some anger management issues and continue to be head on a direction of being productive. But there's also public safety concerns, and I will certainly open it up to the board for discussion. Discussion from fellow board members, so I'm going to go ahead and make a motion and see where the votes land. And that is based on the information provided in warrant number 2018-W0783, our discussion with Mr. Rivera, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Rivera was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal razor company, inasmuch that he would not comply with his entry into the Maricopa Reentry Center and was struggling with some anger management issues. So in the interest of public safety and the fact that he has just a matter of months left before he can return to the community free and clear, that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by Mr. Neal. Agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Rivera? Mr. Rivera?
Yes, sir.
Your supervision has been revoked and you will be released on or about October 6, 2018. We take no pleasure in this decision, but we do encourage you to take advantage of these last months to put together a plan for your return. You'll be able to pursue your education when you come out, and I do wish you the very best on your hunt for receiving patent rights on your invention. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, sir.
Senator Torres.